I will be preaching on our second lesson, an excerpt from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is a very special Sunday in the life of this community because it's within the context of this service that we welcome Eric Holland and commission him for service as pastor here at Holden Village. My comments during the sermon are both for Eric and for the community at large. Please take the opportunity to welcome and congratulate Eric following the service, either here or at the reception, which will be held in the dining room of the hotel. For this evening's worship, you will need a With One Voice hymnal and a Renewing Worship songbook. If you don't have them already, they're available in the racks by the door. Will you please rise? The grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our gathering hymn is In Renewing Worship, number 219, 219, Let Us Build a House.
Let us build a house where all our name there's some.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Gracious God, although we once were strangers, strangers to each other and strangers to you, you receive us as friends and draw us home to you. Set your living bread before us, that feasting around your table, we may be strengthened to continue the work to which your Son, Jesus, commissioned us.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We listen to our lessons.
First reading comes from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the deities that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. The Lord protected us all along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for the Lord is our God." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. A reading from Ephesians. "Finally, draw your strength from Christ and from the strength of that mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand firm against the tactics of the devil. Our battle ultimately is not against human forces, but against the sovereignties and powers, the rulers of the world of darkness, and the evil spirits of the heavenly realms. You must put on the armor of God if you are to resist on the evil day and, having done everything you can, to hold your ground. Stand fast, then, with truth as the belt around your waist, righteousness as your breastplate, and zeal to spread the good news of peace as your footgear. In all circumstances, hold faith up before you as your shield. It will help you extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Always pray in the Spirit with all your prayers and petitions. Pray constantly and attentively for all God's holy people. Pray also for me, that God will open my mouth and put words on my lips, that I may boldly make known the mystery of the good news, that mystery for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may have courage to proclaim it as I ought. Holy wisdom, holy word."
We will rise to sing hymn number 612, and with one voice, the Alleluia verse, Alle, Alle, Alleluia, both before and after the Gospel, 612.
Alle, 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 alleluia, alle, alle, alle.
from the Gospel according to John. Jesus is saying, "Everyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them. Just as the living Abba God sent me, and I have life because of Abba God, so those who feed on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It's not the kind of bread your ancestors ate, for they died. Whoever eats this kind of bread will live forever." Jesus spoke these words while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples remarked, "We cannot put up with this kind of talk. How can anyone take it seriously?" Jesus was fully aware that the disciples were murmuring in protest at what he said. "Is this a stumbling block for you?" he asked them. "What then if you were to see the Chosen One ascend to where the Chosen One came from? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh in itself is useless. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Yet among you there are some who don't believe." Jesus knew from the start, of course, those who would refuse to believe and the one who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by Abba God." From this time on, many of the disciples broke away and wouldn't remain in the company of Jesus. Jesus said then to the 12, "Are you going to leave me also?" And Simon Peter replied, "Rabbi, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe. We are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of Christ. Seated. When I arrived last year and sat down with my predecessor for debriefing, one of the very first things that Emily said is, "I hope you've got thick skin." She pointed to the evaluation form that all of the guests and staff are requested to fill out, and she said, "The two things that are criticized most around here are food and worship." I just got finished looking at a whole pile of evaluations from the end of June, the beginning of July. Back to back were evaluation forms that rated worship as a 1, which is the lowest number you can get, and a 5, which is the highest number that you can get. One form called worship here junk, and the next one called it vital and alive. One was a bit more personal and a real zinger. The unsigned author wrote, "Larry Hoff leaves a lot to be desired." Not very friendly to strangers. Tends to walk right past you without a word. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. That's what I get for being a preoccupied introvert with tunnel vision. The truth is, we really do want you to fill out those evaluations. And we really do want you to be honest. That's how we learn, and that's how we change. But sometimes it can hurt. St. Paul was exposed to constant criticism, and those who were particularly important to him faced controversy and ill will. How do you live in a world of paradox and controversy? How do you live in a world of ill will and uncertainty? How do you live in a world where people do not will the best for you or do not put the best possible construction on what you say? As Paul struggled with that very thing, he tried to think what illustration could he use to undergird the morale of the church at Ephesus, and as he did so, he chose the illustration which was literally the closest thing to him. The letter to the Ephesians was written while Paul was either under house arrest or in a Roman prison or on the way to court. Paul evidently spent an awful lot of time accompanied by or chained to a Roman centurion. And as he tried to think of the kind of assistance, the kind of protection that the people in Ephesus could really use, he thought they need the kind of strength, the kind of support that this guy has. Though, of course, Paul was speaking figuratively. I'd like to take, for the sake of time, just two of those images from the second lesson and perhaps add a third to suggest that they give us a model through which we can navigate the controversy and the uncertainty of life. Paul writes, "So stand ready with truth as a belt tight around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate." And to that I would add, and with mercy as your marching orders. We talked about this lesson at Bible and Brew, our weekly text study, this past Wednesday evening. Some of us mentioned that its militaristic imagery can be problematic for some of us. Paul Hinderly pointed out, however, that practically all of the armor mentioned is defensive in nature. Be that as it may, I think the three things that I've mentioned are essential to navigate life as followers of Jesus. But I'd like to be a little bit more personal this evening. Eric, as you enter your pastorate here at Holden Village, I offer to you these three characteristics on which to build your ministry, your service to this community. And dear friends, as I speak to Eric, I speak to you all. Righteousness, truth, and mercy. In Greek, the words righteousness, truth, and mercy have their own clearly defined meaning. Each is a separate thought, a separate concept. But the Hebrew words for righteousness, truth, and mercy are interrelated and at times almost interchangeable. What that suggests to me is that at some point in the development of Judaism, those three words were much alike, perhaps even growing from a similar conception. The Hebrew word for righteousness, tzedek, in its earliest form means to be right. However, only God is right. Even when I try my darndest, I'm often not right. I make mistakes all over the place. I can't be God, and I shouldn't try. But righteousness is more than being right. In Hebrew, the word righteousness is more than an abstract or conceptual idea. It's always something warmer, and it's always something more humane. In the prophets, tzedek is the humanitarian virtue par excellence. The Hebrew concept of the function of a judge tends not so much to be applying an abstract principle with strict impartiality as it is, coming to the assistance of those who are in need, the oppressed. In later Hebrew, it comes to denote any exercise of benevolence which goes beyond what the law requires, beyond what is right. I don't know how many of you have read the novels of Chaim Potok, novels like The Chosen and The Promise and My Name is Asher Lev. His writings take their setting from the strict conservative Jewish communities which are found in our larger cities in New York, Chicago, Boston. The leaders of those communities are called the Tzedakim, the righteous ones. While on the surface, these characters often seem to be strict, sober, reserved religious individuals, they're always beneath that and beyond that, generous, genuine, warm, happy, loving human beings with a deep sense of humor and a human caring for all of God's creatures. The Tzedakim, the righteous ones, are those who humanely care for you and for me and for all of God's creatures. Now, the community over which the Tzedakim preside are called the Hasidim, the Hasids, those Jews who wear dark clothes. The men usually wear a fedora with a forelock hanging down the side, perhaps with fringes hanging out from underneath their shirts. Chesed is the typical quality of the devout, the righteous ones. But that's not what the word means. Chesed means the characteristic Hebrew term which wraps up the way that God reaches out with love. It means specifically loving kindness. And it's compassion, loving kindness, mercy, love, all of those things bound together. It's the attribute of a God who is constantly pulling people out of difficult situations, releasing them from their troubles, forgiving their foolish mistakes, and doing it all out of the joy and heartache with which parents love their children. The supremely religious quality of the righteous can't be separated from mercy and the all-encompassing, all-forgiving form of love. The last term I want to look at this evening is the word for truth. The Hebrew word is emet, and I share that original form with you so that you can hear how our word amen comes from it. Amen means that's the truth. I concur wholeheartedly. I agree. More than that, the word means to confirm, to support, to remain faithful, to be trustworthy, to be reliable and steadfast. In essence, to be righteous. But again, that word, truth, is tied to mercy as well. God's truth is not a truth that destroys. God's truth is a word that binds up and builds up and in the end heals. There are times when we have to speak truth. There are times when we've got to say what God gives us to say. But we speak truth in a way that's thoughtful and merciful. We speak truth in a way that builds up rather than tears down. We speak truth to the best that we can, as Jesus spoke it, to make the community whole. Eric, you enter this community as our shepherd in Christ. You enter a cruciform community, a community that gathers before cross and table. But it's not an easy role to be a shepherd. At times the wolves howl. At times we, the sheep, get pretty close to the edge of the precipice. At times the staff seems pretty flimsy. but know that Jesus is with you, and that the community of Christ in its best moments surrounds you, and know that you are never, ever alone. How shall we live as sheep and shepherds in this community which we call the church? I think we're called to be righteous, merciful, and truthful. I think we are assisted in our judgment by being righteous. That is, by living as the creatures God intended us to be: faithful, consistent, upright, just, trustworthy, large-hearted, caring, coming to the assistance of those who are in need, benevolent with our time and our energy, humane, merciful, forgiving, enduring, living, and being the truth, as well as saying it. We can do that only as God, who is right, gives us the Spirit, pushes us into life, and when we fail, picks us back up so that we can try again. So stand ready with truth as a belt tight around your waist, with righteousness as your breastplate, and with mercy and grace as your call to serve. Our hymn is In With One Voice, and we will rise to sing hymn number 688, 688. Please be seated. Having been authorized by the board and directors of Holden Village to commission Eric Holland as a lay professional leader charged with ministry as the pastor of Holden Village, I ask for certification of that call. Jesus, who came among us as a servant, calls us to faith and a life of loving service to our neighbor. You stand among us as one called to render a particular service, a gift of God to shepherd this flock and to inspire us to love and good works.
A reading from 1 Peter. Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Practice hospitality ungrudgingly to one another. As each has received a gift, employ it for one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who utters oracles of God. Whoever renders service, as one who renders it by the strength which God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To God be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus the Christ says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." And again, "You know that the leaders of the Gentiles rule over them, and their great rulers exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be the first among you must be your slave, even as the only begotten Son came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
Eric, will you assume this ministry in the confidence that it comes from God?
I will, with the help of God.
Will you carry out this ministry in accordance with the confessions and practice of the Lutheran Church?
I will, with the help of God.
Will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures and faithful in your use of the means of grace and in prayer?
I will, with the help of God.
Will you trust in God's care and seek to grow in love for those you serve? Will you pray for God's people in this place, nourish them with the Word and the Holy Sacraments, and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will, with the help of God.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them. Amen.
Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let's pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. God of our unity and uniqueness, we pray for your church, that it might better reflect the enormity of your love for all you have made. God of our unity, hear our prayer. God of life, we thank you for the wild beauty of creation, the sun and stars, the sounds of the full earth around us, the air and water, animals and vegetation. Give us eyes to recognize your artistry in all this and wisdom for the care of these gifts. O God of life, hear our prayer. God of mercy, strengthen us in all our work for a just and compassionate world. Release us from the fear that we are ineffectual and empower us to search out new paths of peace and wholeness. Bless our sisters, Heidi and Jill, as they extend our community even into Palestine. Keep us in prayer for them, keep them safe, keep them cheerful, guide their paths, and give them an abundance of your energy and liveliness. God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of those in need, tune our ears to the needs of our sisters and brothers who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. Keep us alert to the needs of those who lack food, safety, health, and wholeness. Forgive us the injuries we cause by what we do and what we don't do, and make us bold to repair them. God of all in need, hear our prayer. God of shepherds and sheep, You call pastors to preach into your children the good news of your grace and forgiveness, and to remind us that your love is greater than anything we can imagine. We ask that you bless Eric as he begins his ministry as pastor of this Holden community. We thank you for the gifts he brings and for the gifts we will cause him to need and you will readily supply. We ask that you keep him strong in your word, guard him from the wiles of the evil one and the temptation of easy answers. Bless his spirit, Lord, and thank you for bringing him and Daniel to us. O God of shepherds and sheep, hear our prayer. God of new beginnings, bless your servant Larry as he goes out from here. Thank you for the gift of his ministry among us. Thank you for sustaining him through the slings and arrows he has endured with and for us, sometimes as a kind and gentle father, sometimes as a bodyguard, always as a friend. Give him health, give him love, that would be Gundula. Give him joy, and keep him ready for the new ministries he will most certainly discover in retirement. O God, you who walk with all who go out from here to new beginnings, hear our prayer. God of community, you have made us for friendship, and you have called us friends. As friends of yours, keep us kind and gentle with each other. Help us to watch each other's backs and to build each other up in your household of faith. Forgive us when we judge. Forgive us when we fail to acknowledge just how much we need each other and how deeply we need the vast sea of your grace. Thank you for the gifts of community and abundance. God of this Holden family, hear our prayer. O God, in your love you lavish upon us far more than we can ask or imagine. Thank you for walking among us. Keep us in your winsome grace, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
God be with you. Let us give thanks to the living God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. Let us pray. Gracious God, God of all comfort and mercy, you look with grace upon all that is lowly, and you know all things before they come to pass. In Jesus Christ, you have given the gifts of word and sacrament to your church. And in the outpoured Holy Spirit, you have raised up many ministries to serve your people and to show forth your praise. As you have called workers to varied tasks in the world and in your church, so you have called this your servant to this ministry. By your Holy Spirit, bless his proclamation of your word and administration of your sacraments, so that your church in this place may be gathered for praise and strengthened for service. Make Eric a faithful pastor, a patient teacher, a wise counselor. Grant that in all things he may serve without reproach, that your people may be renewed and your name be glorified in the church through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please rise. I ask the congregation to rise. Will you, as the assembled people of God in this place, receive Eric as a messenger of Jesus Christ sent to serve God's people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard him as a servant of Christ in your midst? If so, answer, we will. Will you pray for him? Help and honor him for his work's sake, and in all things strive to live together in peace and unity in Christ? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
Eric, you have been called to this ministry and have made your confession and promises before this assembly. I therefore commission you as pastor to Holden Village in the name of the triune God, the God who creates, redeems, and sanctifies. Amen. Thanks be to God. Let us acknowledge Eric and his call to this village.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of that peace with each other. Thank you so much. Peace. Peace. Thank you. I. Oh, God's peace.
Oh,
peace be with you.
Spirit fill you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not that there's anything else.
Well, we always need the prayers.
Yeah.
I think we did. Oh, God's peace.
Thank you.
Hey,
peace be with you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, go sit down.
This year's summer offerings are being divided between two organizations. The first is the Christian Peacemaker Teams, groups of Christians from a number of different denominations who go to places like Colombia, Palestine, Iraq. You've already heard lots about it this week. That's our first recipient. Also, our second recipient is the Hispanic Outreach Ministry of Our Savior Lutheran Church in San Diego, a ministry related to our Abriendo celebration. We invite you to be generous. Let us pray. Gracious God, out of your goodness you feed us, out of your abundance you make it possible for us to reach out and to help feed others. May this table be laden with gifts for all your people. Amen. Just a word about distribution here at Holden Village. Both wine and grape juice are available. Wine is available both by common cup and by individual cup. Grape juice is available by individual cup only. If you'd like to receive grape juice, please take one of the individual cups and move to the second pitcher. The first pitcher will contain wine. The second will contain grape juice. Children are welcome to receive communion at this table. If you would prefer a blessing, either for yourself or for your child rather than the elements, please come forward with your hands folded, and the person who delivers the bread will give you a blessing rather than the elements. We are a community gathered here by the new birth in Christ, As such a community, we wish no one to be left out from our celebration at Jesus' table. Jesus dies and is raised again for all people, for all nations, for all cultures and classes. We wish to welcome all of our sisters and brothers, regardless of race, economic status, gender, sexual orientation, political or economic viewpoint, education, ability, language. In Eucharist, we meet at God's table, and Jesus is our host.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to our God.
Let us give thanks to the living God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Please stand. It is right and good to praise you, holy, life-giving God, for all your gifts, and especially for the gift of the resurrection of our crucified Savior, Jesus, who has brought the promise of new life to all the world. And so, with the whole living and rising earth, with land and sky and sea and all their creatures, and with all the heavens, we here in this valley now lift our voices to join their unending hymn.
Our Sanctus hymn is number 616A, 616A in With One Voice.
God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Healer, in the harmonious world of your creation, the plants and animals, the seas and stars, the mountains and rivers were whole and well in your praise.
When sin had scarred the world, you sent Jesus to heal our brokenness and to form us again into one.
In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me."
Remembering, therefore, his acts of healing, his body given up, and his victory over death, we await that day when all peoples on the earth will come to the river to enjoy the tree of life.
Send now your Spirit upon us and this meal. As grains scattered on the hillside become one bread, so let your church be gathered from the ends of the earth, that all may be fed with the bread of life, Jesus, your Son.
Amen.
Amen. Now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Please use the form of the prayer that is closest to your heart. Our This is the body of Christ, broken for the mending of all divisions.
Please be seated.
Okay, so I'll take that. You take this one. And you get this side right here.
Invite those forward who are assisting with distribution. Please take your particular.
Our first hymn for communion is in your With One Voice, Blue With One Voice hymnal, number 703, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether, 703. Our next hymn for communion is in your multicolored renewing worship songbook, number 172, Welcome Table.
I'm gonna eat at the welcome table. On milk and honey, some some of these days. I'm gonna wade across Jordan's River. I'm gonna wade across Jordan's River some of these days. I'm gonna wade across Jordan's River. I'm gonna wade across Jordan's River some of these days.
Our next communion hymn is in your Blue With One Voice hymnal, number 709, 709, Eat This Bread. Spread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst. Eat this bread.
Trust in me and you.
trust in me and you will not perish. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup. Trust in me and you will not thirst.
Please rise. May the body and blood of Christ strengthen you to be God's people in all that you say and do.
Amen. O God, through this meal you unite us as one with you and the whole creation. Forgiven, empowered, nourished, and strengthened to see the world with new eyes, send us out to live your will, bringing life, hope, and peace to your entire world. Amen.
Amen. Be strengthened with the power of God, the love of Christ, and the help of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The sending hymn is Take My Life That I May Be, renewing worship number 282. 282.
Serving God in all that you say and do. Thanks be to God.
Sure.
If we must.
What's the... I'm lost again.